This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Church Arise. And it is the time, I believe, for the church to arise out of its sin and compromise and fear of man. Because again, as the church, we cannot fear man and God at the same time. We must choose one or the other. I don't know about you, I choose to walk in the fear of God. And it's quite liberating when you get that revelation that, you know what, I'm going to walk in the fear of God. Let man say or do what they want, but I'm going to walk in the fear of God. And so God has called us to arise and turn. And, you know, that's important. Turn from our sins, turn to Christ. Arise and shine. That's important, you know. Let our light so shine before men. And thirdly, arise and build. It's interesting that God said to Jacob, get ready and move to Bethel and settle there. Build an altar there to the Lord who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau. What was the first thing God told Jacob to do? Build an altar. What had Abraham, his father, done before him? He had built altars in different places. You could almost, you know, follow his footsteps by following the altars that he had built wherever he went, because he was a worshiper. And worshippers understand something important, and that is that, like the psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our help comes from God, and worshippers know that their help comes from God, their strength, their source, their protection. Everything we have, God has given to us. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. Then I said to them, you see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates have been burned by fire. Come, let's rebuild the walls of Jerusalem that we will no longer be a disgrace. And I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, let's arise and build. And you know, this is the principle of leadership right there, just so perfectly exemplified, is Nehemiah declares the vision by faith, arise, let's rebuild. And then the people echo it by saying, let's arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king? So I answered and said to them, the God of heaven will make us successful. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no part, right, or memorial in Jerusalem. And so it's amazing. The moment God started to move, the enemy started to mobilize his troops as well. Nehemiah cried out, let us arise and build. But this wasn't without opposition. Immediately we see that just as God moves through people, so too Satan moves through people. And Satan sent his people to try to stop them. But they persisted. And as they built the wall, they also built the people. This is why, again, it's important to understand that, you know, we're not building an institution or a corporation or a business. We're building the kingdom. We're building for God. We're building for people. We're building for eternity. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 4. Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And again, it's important to understand this is absolutely central to the gospel message. The gospel message is a message of deliverance. It's not just, you know, you're going to go to heaven when you die and have a miserable life on this earth. That is not the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is a message of restoration, of deliverance, of salvation, of healing, of provision, of separation, and of freedom. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And if that's not happening, you know, if these things aren't happening, it may be that the person speaking isn't anointed. You know, because some people are sent, other people just went. But when somebody is truly anointed to minister the word, when they're called by God and they know it, and they're walking in humility and holiness, you know, you'll see the power of God manifested as they declare the word of God in faith. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so, you know, God gives us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And I sometimes wonder in verse 3, have we obeyed that command to console those who mourn in Zion? God will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so, again, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And verse 4, they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. And if you can't see the prophetic application of that to our modern broken world, where there's so much brokenness and dysfunction, so much confusion, you know, I see this so strongly, that we're called to rebuild the old ruins, to raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. We're called to play our part in building a nation that our kids can be proud of. One where we enjoy freedom of worship, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and have the opportunity to serve Christ without apology. As the church, we must build each other up and not constantly tear each other down. Because, you know, as the church, we need to stand together. We're not competitors. We don't have to compete. We can cooperate. Amen. We can cooperate with each other. 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are laborers together with God. And again, verse 12, I just read it. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. And I mean, we must understand that as the church, our society needs us. There are so many broken, hurting people who desperately need hope. We're called to build. We're called to love. We're called to shine the light in dark places. We're called to speak the truth in love to our generation. And again, speaking the truth in love is important. But you know, the Bible says, for the law came through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. It was both grace and truth. One must never be disconnected from the other. We have a responsibility before God, in the fear of God, to shine the light, to speak the truth. And the question is, have we done our part? Because this is the challenge. Sometimes we're expecting politicians to do what preachers won't do. And we're asking politicians to speak about things and push back about things that preachers won't. And so we have a part to play as the church to prophetically lead and to share the light and love of Christ. Jesus Christ is our hope. This hope we have is an anchor of our soul. We are anchored in the eternal hope that Jesus Christ arose victorious from death. He is seated at the right hand side of the Father. And because he arose, hallelujah, salvation is ours. The price has been paid and we are free. Hallelujah. Praise God. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Praise God. We are children of God. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.